We are a bit furious and we are a bit upset by how people are using our culture without consent. We note that there are over 10,000 uses in the world of the Maasai brand. This is done by over 800 companies. And this is not in a social way, but in an offensive and commercial way.
Is the way he does it, though, Pharrell Williams, offensive and commercial to you? Couldn't it be seen as complimentary?
Yes, it's offensive because, you see, the portrayal of our half-naked bodies is not only lack of respect, but in the strongest terms possible, a misdemeanor, because there's no way you can try to portray a certain culture in a half-naked way and you do not have prior consent from the community itself.
And you say he's got no consent because, as I understand it, GQ have said the concept of the photo shoot was the idea of the Maasai Cultural Art Centre.
You see, there is no official organisation that represents the Maasai at the moment in terms of the intellectual property.
Well, how can he get approval then? How can he get approval from anybody?
We're looking into having the whole community on board across Kenya and Tanzania to have a representative body that can be approached for consent.
Lemayan, right at the beginning, you said all the hundreds, it sounded like, of companies around the world using the Maasai image to promote their products. When it comes to those companies, there's some very famous ones, I understand. I'm sure you tell us about them. Would you like to see paying the Maasai community somehow for the use of those images?
You see, partnership attracts responsibility. And so if you partner with a certain culture, you actually accept that the responsibility that comes with it, you're fully aware to it. And some of these companies, like the Land Rover Company, the Maasai Delta Pen, the Louis Vuitton, the Maasai Hotel in Brazil, and the Kenya Airways have been using this. And, you know, it's a bit sad that the people who have actually been the custodians of this culture, that is the Maasai themselves, 80% of them live below the poverty line. But no one thinks that, well, we are using this to gain a lot of profits. We're getting a lot of profits every year. But the people who actually preserve this culture are languishing in poverty. So we would like them to see the human part of it and actually take the responsibility. And we have no problem with anyone using our culture, but we kindly request them to have consent and take the responsibility of partnering with us.